paperweight. My list of things to do today.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Israel and top leadership of Hamas have agreed to the core elements of a Gaza hostage release and ceasefire. Haggling continues over the details.
ABC News learning the details of a potential deal are broken up into three main phases, starting with the release of 33 hostages, including at least two Americans. Over the next 42 days, Israeli forces would withdraw from parts of Gaza and allow much-needed aid in. The Biden administration, Qatar, Egypt, and the incoming Trump administration all involved.
ABC's Ian Pannell in Tel Aviv. Capital One says it's deeply disappointed after the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau sued the bank, asserting it cheated account holders out of more than $2 billion in savings account interest. Brown-Forman, maker of Jack Daniels, said it's reducing its global workforce by 12%. It's also closing its Louisville barrel-making plant. This is ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and not as cold tonight, lows 5 to 10 below. For tomorrow, increasing clouds, a chance of flurries in the afternoon, highs in the mid-20s. Continued warming Thursday and Friday, temps well into the 30s before much colder air returns for the weekend. Right now, it's zero.
And we're back!
Whether you're getting over someone,
I'ma need some whiskey glasses,
or getting ready to party,
there's a cold beer calling my name.
Country makes you feel something.
98Q Country.
Well, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, it gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love. A lot about living and a little about love.
Country.
Light a candle, turn all the lights down low. Baby, let's just lose control. Lose control. I can handle every single curve you know. That I love you, let me show you. Oh, oh, oh. that's good, don't you know? We don't need to dream at all. Sheets. Yeah, we're winning when we're losing. When we're losing sleep. When we're losing sleep, yeah. Fall into me. Let me breathe, yeah, you breathe. I can take you anywhere you wanna be, yeah. When it comes to every single touch is something special when we're wrapped up in those sheets. Yeah, we're winning when we're losing. When we're losing sleep. When we're losing sleep, yeah. Yeah, we're winning. Turn all the lights down low.
High School Sports is on the air, brought to you by Heckman Auction Sales and Service, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Industrial Air Products, LPK Dental, Philip Plumber and Do-It-Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, by Jeff Haken and Roofing, and by Medford Motors. High School Sports on your Civic Media radio station.
All right, welcome everybody. Jeff Haken in here along with Nathan Podewelt here in Rib Lake, Wisconsin. And it is the Phillips Loggers taking on the Rib Lake. I'm sorry, I said we're in Phillips tonight. We're in Rib Lake.
We're in Rib Lake.
We're in Rib Lake here tonight. And it's the Phillips Loggers taking on the Rib Lake Redmen in a Marewood Conference North showdown of two of the top teams right now. Both teams coming in here at 6-3. Both teams star-studded at the top. The Loggers with Lane Abraham at 20 points a game, and J.J. Haken in the point guard, averaging about 12 and 3. For the Rib Lake Redmen, you've got Jed Henderson leading the way. He's almost about 6'5", 6'6", coach's kid, and he's averaging 15 points, 11 rebounds, and you've got the talented Talon Scheitower, along with Seth Borkart as well, Ethan Cook. Let's go down the line here in Rib Lake. You got some names that we've heard in the past here before. It's going to be a tough game. Never easy at all here to play in Rib Lake. It's going to be, you know, what do you call it?
Small gym effect.
Small gym effect. You got it right on the head right there. And it's five bleachers here on both sides. Yeah. And it gets loud over here. And, you know, Rib Lake, it's known to be a little bit rowdy as well. So Phillips boys going to feel that energy here tonight and see what they're going to do with it. I'm excited to see what they can do. But we're going to go over national anthem and all that in just a moment here. So I'm going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a two-minute timeout.
Doctors Leeson, Pinzel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental.com. They will make you smile. Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information, or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott at heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah.
All right, we're back, everybody. Welcome. It's Jeff Haken along with Nathan Potterwelt here in Rib Lake, Wisconsin. I didn't hear what they're talking about here right now.
Official Appreciation Week.
Great. All right, we're back here in Rib Lake, Wisconsin. It's the Phillips Floggers taking on the Rib Lake Redmen here. I apologize about that. They're doing a little announcement in front of us about Officials Appreciation Week here, which is a big week in our world here. And they're going over the starting lineups here right now for the Phillips Floggers. There he is, my boy, J.J. Haken, a senior, number 4, Lane Abraham. A senior, number 5, Colin Kleinschmidt. A freshman, number 12, Josh Edwards. And a senior, number 22, Shay Denzine. For the Rib Lake Redmen, the home Rib Lake Redmen. Rib Lake going to be in their white uniforms with maroon and yellow lettering. And here's the Redmen. A junior, Seth Borkhart. A junior, number 2, Callan Scheitower. A junior, number 3, you're going to hear a lot of juniors here tonight, Jed Henderson. A freshman, Jed's younger brother. And that is Blake Henderson. And a junior, number 5, Ethan Cook. That's Jimmy Cook's son. That's who we went to high school with in Prentice. Good to have you. We got Jamo Ring over here getting a nice seat next to us as well. This game about to get underway. It's going to be Shay Denzine tipping off against Jed Henderson. All right, both teams 6-3 coming into this game. It's Phillips with a 4-2 conference record and Rib Lake with a 5-1. And it's going to be Rib Lake coming away with the tip. And it's Borkhart at the top, guarded by Edwards. Going to work it right side. Dribble handoff to Scheitower. They're going to work the offense against a man-to-man defense here for the Loggers. Rib Lake has it on the left side. Cook has the ball. Up top to Henderson for 3. That one is goes in. A 3-pointer for Jed Henderson to start things out. And it's a 3-0 lead. Here's Lane Abraham to the basket. Gets close. Turns around. And he's going to draw a foul here. Lane getting to the basket. And he's going to go to the free throw line. We'll see who that foul was on. And foul on Seth Borkhart. So 3-0 lead here for the Redmen with 17:29 to go. Lane Abraham at the line. First free throw is up and is good. And Lane Abraham got to shoot his second free throw. Phillips Loggers in their black uniforms with orange lettering, working from left or right to left here. Second free throw is good for Lane Abraham. It's 3-2 to start out this ball game. Borkart going to bring it up right side for the Redmen. He gets it over to Blake Henderson, the freshman. He's going to drive to the basket, and an easy basket for Blake Henderson. Got to make a better stand than that. And it's 5-2, Rib Lake. Here's J.J. with the ball over to Edwards. Rib Lake in a man-to-man defense. Back up top. J.J. has it right now at the top. Over to Lane. And Lane moving the ball here. Kleinschmidt up top to Hakenin. Hakenin gets it to Abraham in the post. Lane's going to back down. Shot goes up. It's no good. Rebounded by Blake Henderson. Borkart up to Scheitower. It's 5-2, Rib Lake. 16:48 to go, first half. Henderson with the ball on the wing. Going to find Blake. Henderson going to the basket. Gets good position. Left-handed layup. Good for the freshman. He's going to be tough to deal with. 7-2 here. Not the start what the Loggers want. Here's J.J. right side. He's going to go baseline, kicks it back out to Denzine, over to Edwards. Loggers need to get something going offensively here. Here's Abraham with the ball. Gets it into Denzine, low block. Going to go right side. Going to get a foul on Blake Henderson. Going to be Phillips' ball underneath their own basket. Loggers got to make a defensive stand here on the other side. Down 7-2 here right now. 16:17 to go. J.J. going to take the ball out of bounds. Gets it in. No, Lane can't hold on to it. And Rib Lake comes away with it. 16:12 to go. Borkart with the ball for the Redmen. Going to cross over, guarded by Edwards. Get over to Cook. Back up top to Henderson. Henderson guarded by Abraham. Over to Scheitower. Rib Lake working nicely, making their cuts through. Tried getting it to Borkart, slashing through Edwards. Good job defensively. Cook has it. Over to Henderson. A little give and go. Colin Kleinschmidt, nice job defensively. Tips it out of bounds. Going to stay with Rib Lake. 15:43 to go here. It's 7-2 Redmen to start out this ballgame. And Borkart trying to get in. Gets it into Henderson. Top to Scheitower. They swing it around. Working at the offense. Moving the ball well. Borkart, little pump fake. Edwards stays in front of him. And tipped away here. The Loggers get a steal. And J.J. going to bring it up left side. J.J. get over to Abraham. Abraham going to go to the basket. To the basket he goes. And one. Lane Abraham. Lane drove baseline. Foul on Jed Henderson. And it's 7-4 right now. Lane Abraham looking for the three-point play. And free throw is up. And that one is good as well. 7-5. Loggers making a game of it here. 15:22 to go. Redmen with the ball. Here's Borkart. He picks up his dribble. Gets it up top to Scheitower. And there we go. Oh, a blocking foul. Josh Edwards sold it nicely. He was just a little bit late moving his feet, trying to draw the charge. Could have got an offensive with the extension of the arm here. Josh in his way, though. Yeah, I can respect that call right there. Last time I'm going to say that tonight here, though. Here's Cook to the basket, blocked by Denzine.
Wow.
Going to stay with the Redmen. Ethan Cook had a nice drive to the basket. And Denzine dropped off his man, got the block shot. Rib Lake looking to get the ball in. They get it into Jed, down by the basket. He turns around, gets it to Scheitower. Quick pass to Blake Henderson. Nice defense and rotating by the Loggers. The skip pass to Borkart. And dumping it off to Jimmy Cook down low. He's smothered. Scheitower gets a shot off. Three-point shot is good for Talon Scheitower. It's 10-5. 14:49 to go here. J.J. with the ball over to Edwards. And Rib Lake going to want to keep this score down like they're doing. They had control of the tempo here. Edwards left side. Going to drive in, kick back.
JJ coming off a couple screens. He's going to shoot from three, and that one rolls in. Three-pointer for JJ. Makes it 10-8. And Borchardt has the ball left side here. He's going to drive in. Kicks out to Henderson. Henderson thought about the three. Back to Borchardt up top. And they get it down in the block to Scheitower. Shot goes up, and it's good. Callen Scheitower finishes by the basket. 14:05 to go. It's 12-8. JJ over to Edwards. Back up top. And over to Abraham. Here's Lane going to pull up for three. That one no good. And rebound by Jed Henderson. Rib Blake has it. They're up 12-8. 13:47 to go here, first half. And inside shot there. I think that was Henderson with the basket. Makes it 14-8. And Braden should be clear next week to go. Colin Kleinschmidt to the basket. Gets a nice finger roll, looking like the Iceman, George Gervin. It's a throwback to the 80s. 13:24 to go. It's 14-10. Scheitower with the ball. And now with Cook with the ball. Guarded tight by Kleinschmidt. Kleinschmidt on the ground. Loggers playing special here. Defense right now. Broken play. Henderson can't come away with it. Kleinschmidt with the rebound. JJ has the ball. 13:05 to go. It's a 14-10 lead. JJ going to drive left side to the basket. He's fouled and one. JJ, a nice attack. Found the seam. Makes it 14-12. He's going to go to the line for the three-point play. So the Loggers down here, Braden Rebeck, yet probably for another 2 weeks we're looking at maybe. Big loss in the lineup. Here's JJ's free throw. Hey, it's good, and guess what? We were shooting before school. Free throws, I'm going to tell them that one paid off. 12:57 to go. It's a one-point lead for the Redmen. 14-13. Here's Borchardt with the ball. Guarded well by Edwards. Rib Blake gets it into the high post. Finding Scheitower by the basket. Off the screen. Able to score. Here's Abraham. To JJ. JJ from the wing. JJ's going to go left side again. He's going to pull up for two. That one's good. 16-15. JJ got the jumper going. 8 points for him early on. It's 12-21 to go. It's 16-15. Scheitower finds Jed Henderson going to the basket, and that's one you can't help on that give and go. Got to stay with Jed. He's 6'6". It's 18-15. 12:08 to go. Redmond leading by three. Edwards with the ball over to Kleinschmidt. Trying to pass in the low block. Threw it to the other team right there. It is Rib Blake ball. 18-15 is the score. 11:53 to go. Scheitower in the corner with the ball. Guarded by JJ. Switched off. And you got Borchardt up top now. Back to Scheitower in the corner. Looking to get in the low block. They find Henderson by the basket. And he gets a little reverse. 11:35 to go. It's a five-point lead for Rib Blake, 20-15. Here's Edwards from the wing and looking to check in here right now. Lucas Cook, the freshman. Here's JJ for three again, and that one's good. JJ Haken, and makes it 20-18. That's 11 for him. 11:12 to go here. Here's Borchardt with the ball and getting a travel call here. Going to go to the Loggers and checking in right now. Two freshmen, Slade Scheitower, along with Lucas Cook. Coming out is Ethan Cook and Blake Henderson. 11:06 to go. Oops. JJ Haken with the ball from the top. It's Edwards on the left wing. Edwards back to JJ. JJ going to shoot the three. That one off. Rebounded by Scheitower. And it's Slade Scheitower, the freshman, gets it ahead to Borchardt. Borchardt has the ball on the wing. Picks the ball up. They get it to Scheitower. Scheitower dribbles back out and finds a slasher to the basket. That's Lucas Cook, but he's fouled by Kleinschmidt. And Cook's going to go to the line, shoot two free throws. It's Rib Blake 20, and it is the Loggers 18. 10:34 to go here, first half. Lucas Cook at the line. And we're going to get a timeout. It's a 30-second timeout. We're going to stay right here, and we're going to go over our high school sports sponsors for you here. We want to thank Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do-It-Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls BP, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Bader Sports Center, a new sponsor here, and Heckman Auction. Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. All right, this timeout just about over here. This game's starting out how we had thought here. Yep. Nate, two top teams slugging away at it right now. It's 20-18 here right now, and see who's going to get a defensive stand. There's a lot of scoring going on here right yep. now, and both teams showing off their skills here to start out. 10:34 to go here in this first half. It's 20-18. The Redmen leading the Loggers. And we have Lucas Cook at the free throw line to shoot two free throws. First free throw's up and good. It's 21-18. And second free throw up is good. It's 22-18. 10.5 minutes to go here. JJ brings it across. Over to Edwards, right side. Loggers going to have to start moving with some meaning and purpose here on their offense. Like what I see, passing the ball nicely here. Denzine on the wing. Gets it up to Edwards. Edwards over to JJ. JJ from the top. Back to Edwards, right side, 10:08 to go. It's 22-18, Redmen leading. Denzine over to Abraham. Here's Lane. Lane, pump fake. He's going to drive in. Finds JJ up top. Loggers being patient. They're going to find a good shot. JJ pulls up from the free throw line. That one's short. Rebound by Denzine. Denzine out to Kleinschmidt. And JJ back up top. Here's Edwards right now. JJ from the top. JJ's going to go right side all the way to the basket. Shot goes up a little bit long. Rebound, it's going to stay with the Loggers. No, it's going to go to the Redmen. They give it to the Redmen. And B.J. Lewery checking into the game for Collin. Got a feisty group here.
Go, B.J.!
9.5 minutes to go. 22-18. Rib Lake with the ball. Scheitower over to Cook. Two Scheitowers in the game. Two Cooks as well. It's going to be Phillips basketball on a tip out of bounds. Didn't see what happened. I wasn't paying attention. Here we go. JJ going to bring it up for the Loggers. 9:22 to go. It's 22-18. JJ over to Lowery, left side. BJ to Denzine. Back over to JJ. To Shea. Shea thought about the three. Finds BJ up top to Edwards. Josh drives in, splits the double team. Going to get blocking foul. On the ground, I think he called it. Yep, it's going to be Loggers' ball out of bounds under the basket. Loggers down by four, 22-18, 9:05 to go. Get it into Abraham up top. Lane's going to shoot the three. That one falls. Big shot, Lane. Abraham makes it 22-21 with 9 minutes to go. One-point ball game here. Here's Henderson with the ball. Finding down by the basket, finding not Cook, but he missed it. Going to get the ball ahead here to BJ. BJ picks things up. There's a turnover going the other way. 8:40 to go. To Scheitower up top. That's Talon over to nice little crossover there by Seth Borkart. Finds Henderson by the basket. Off his hands, that's going to be Loggers' ball. Henderson couldn't hold on to it. 8:29 to go here. It's 22-21, Redmen leading. And short timeout on the court. Jed was tying his shoes. All right, JJ going to bring it up. 8.5 minutes to go. Loggers down by one. Gets it across half court. Looking for a screen and roll. JJ kicks out to Edwards. Back to JJ. Over to Denzine. In the post, Denzine. He's blocked, but Lane comes away with it. Gets a shot up and can't go. Denzine with the cleanup, though, and puts it back. Shea Denzine gives the Loggers the lead, 23-22. and it's Cook with the ball, trying to drive in. He kicks back out. Slade Scheitower over to Talon Scheitower, into Borkart, down to Henderson, back to Scheitower. They find down by the basket Cook. Three-point shot goes up. That one no good, and a great rebound by Denzine. Lane ahead. He's tripped up by Scheitower, and that's a 16 foul on the Redmen. And Ethan Cook going to check back in along with Henderson. And that's Blake Henderson. I forget we got the last names out here. So Blake Henderson in, Jed Henderson out. Here's Edwards with the ball. 7:35 to go here. Loggers leading by one, 23-22. Found J.J. for three. J.J. puts that one up. No good. That one goes over the backboard. And Cook is going to bring it up for the Redmen. And here we go. Here's Scheitower up top to Henderson. Back to the other Scheitower. To Cook. Over to his younger brother, Cook. Back to Talon. Talon's got it. Drives into the basket. Goes blocked by Denzine. Another shot goes up. That one missed. Rebounded by J.J. 7 minutes to go. Loggers up by one. J.J. brings it up right side. Over to B.J. B.J. is going to drive in there. B.J. right side. Oh, almost gets it. Abraham gets the rebound. He can't finish. And I think this one's going to be off of Rib Lake. It's going to go to who?
To Rib Lake.
Going to be Rib Lake ball. So Rib Lake ball. All right. Shea Denzine getting a break here. Colin Kleinschmidt back in for the Loggers. 6:48 to go here. It's 23-22 Loggers. And Lucas Cook getting a break. Seth Borkart coming back in. And here we go. Talon Scheitower going to bring it up for the Redmen. Scheitower. Over to his brother Scheitower. He's going to shimmy, get into the basket. And they're going to call a foul on the ground on Lane Abraham. A nice attack there from Slade Scheitower getting into the basket. Rib Lake's got some athletes here. A lot of them freshmen. The rest of them juniors. And they get the ball in. Blake Henderson guarded by Abraham. And Scheitower with the ball here right now. Some switching going on. Here's Borkart right side. It's 23-22. Loggers leading by one with 6.5 to go. And it's Josh Edwards with a big steal right side. And he gets the layup. Josh Edwards, the steal and layup, makes it 25-22. The energy that Edwards brings to this team right here. It always starts on the defensive end. And 6:09 to go here. Here's Rib Lake with the ball. And a little heavy pressure from the Loggers. Cook has it right now, and going to get a foul on Kleinschmidt. He wanted the steal. He tried for it, ran into Blake Henderson. He's going to get called for it. And Shea Denzine going to get back into this ball game, probably for Colin. That's Colin's second foul. Six minutes to go. It's Rib Lake ball, side out of bounds. Loggers leading by three, 25-22. Here we go. Borkart with the ball up top. It's Rib Lake in their white uniforms with yellow and maroon striping. Dribble handoff, five out. Here's Scheitower, the deep three. Oh, he hit it. Scheitower, Talon Scheitower, big shot. Ties this ball game up at 25 apiece. J.J. with the ball over to Loeri to B.J. Edwards now back to B.J. Trying to get it into Lane. Here we go. Edwards over to Denzine. Over to J.J. J.J. right side looking for something to happen here. He's going to try to drive baseline. Kicks back out to Edwards. Over to B.J. B.J. right side. Finding J.J. down in the low block. Out to Lane. Lane's going to drive baseline. Tipped out of bounds by Henderson, and it's going to stay with the Loggers. 5 minutes to go. Tied up at 25. And here's J.J. looking to get it in. Finds Abraham down in the low block. Lane's going to back him down. Oh, and they called the weakest travel. So Lane called for the travel. Turnover, 5 minutes to go. Tied at 25. Rib Lake basketball. Borkart bringing it up for the Redmen. Dribble handoff to Scheithauer. And to Cook. Back to Borkart. Borkart going to dribble in left side. A little floater is good. 27-25. Redmen take the lead again. 4.5 minutes to go. 4:35 to go, actually. Here's JJ looking to get something going. To BJ up top. Back down to JJ. Here's Denzine coming through, finding him on the low block. He's going to turn left side, a little fadeaway, and the falls in for Denzine. Ties it up at 27. 4:17 to go. 4:15 to go. Here's Borkart. Nice defense here by the Loggers. Scheithauer coming around the screen. He's going to be picked up by BJ. Back over to Scheithauer. There you go. Nice defense by JJ, staying in front of Borkart. Here's Scheithauer trying to drive in. Finding Henderson going to the basket. And going to get a little reach foul on BJ. That's okay. He almost had all ball on that one. He was close. And that's the 15th foul on the Loggers. 3:49 to go here. Tied up at 27. Henderson with the ball. Up top to Talon Scheithauer for three. That one no good. Scheithauer comes away with the rebound on the deep rebound. Here's Cook by the basket, left hand. Redmen takes a two-point lead. 3:34 to go. JJ finds Abraham on the left wing. For to Edwards. Edwards has it up top. Here's Denzine with the ball. On the wing. Here's Abraham laying from the left side. Dribbles in right. Spin move left. Finds a little scoop shot to work for him. Lane Abraham ties it up at 29. 3:06 to go here. This game moving along. And almost going to get a takeaway. No. Yes, Edwards on the ground. It's Abraham ahead to Denzine. Pump fakes. It's blocked. Again, he pump fakes. Blocked again. Out of bounds. It's going to stay with Black. It's going to stay with the Loggers. Loggers on the ground hustling. Didn't score on that play, but you got to love what's happening out there right now. Two top teams battling it out. Here they get it into Lane. Lane from three. That one short. Rebound by Cook. JJ almost got it. Cook ends up with it. 2:42 to go here. Rib Lake with the ball. Here's Scheithauer at the top, guarded by JJ. Hand off right side to Borkart. Into the basket he goes. Jed Henderson finishes nicely. And ref calls time. And it's going to be Loggers' ball. Rib Lake leading 31-29. 2.5 minutes to go. JJ across half court. Over to Lane. Abraham with the ball, looking for their slasher. It's just Denzine from the free throw line, and it's good for Shea Denzine. Tied up at 31, 2:10 to go. Borkart from the top. Dribble handoff, Scheithauer, nice crossover, get into the basket. Kick out Borkart. They get it into Henderson. Henderson. Finds Borkart by the basket. Josh Edwards almost got there. Just a split second behind. Rib Lake retakes a two-point lead. It's 33-31, minute 43 to go. Here's Edwards. Looking for the slashers coming through. Here's Denzine. He's going to shoot the three. He's feeling it. No good. Rebound by Rib Lake. Minute and a half to go. Borkart. All the way to the basket. Finds Henderson. A four-point lead for Rib Lake. Going to get a timeout here. A 30-second timeout, a quick timeout. And we're going to stay right here and go over our high school sports sponsors. We want to thank Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls BP, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Bader Sports Center, and Heckman Auction. Heckman Auction.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. All right, Bader Sports Center, too. Nice to have them on board. Like having a little Fleet Farm right there in Phillips. Go check them out at Bader Sports Center right by
What do we got over there? The Piggly Wiggly or whatever it is
pick
over
and save.
There. Pick and save over there. minute 20 to go in this first half. Amy, Coach Ring calling a timeout here at a good time as Rib Lake built a four-point lead, and I want to finish this half strong here as we're going into it. It's been a great matchup. It's been a slugfest this whole first half here, and BJ gets the ball into Edwards. Josh Edwards from the top. Gets it into Lane at the elbow. Here's a little flare pass to Edwards. Kicks it out to J.J. Open for three. And that one's good for J.J. 35-34. A nice play. 14 points for J.J. in this first half. Minute to go. To Scheitower with the ball from the top. Gets it to his brother, Scheitower. The Borkart is switching off. And an attack to the basket. Left hand high up there. And a nice finish from Seth Borkart makes it 37-34, 41 seconds to go. See if we can get a set play here. Again, here's BJ over to Edwards. Looking for Denzine coming through. Edwards brings it right side over to Denzine. Into Lane. Coach says, go get it, JJ. JJ from the top. JJ going to run some clock out here. 15 seconds. Nobody's counting yet. Now they're counting it here. 11 seconds to go. He's got a screen. Right side. JJ gets BJ back to JJ. A deep three. No good. 2 seconds to go. And going to be a no good shot there. It's 37-34 at the half. Rib Lake with the lead. And a nice first half.
Yeah.
Nate, we'll take that right there. It's been enjoyable to watch both teams slug away at it right there. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a five-minute timeout. We're going to be back in 5 minutes bringing you the Forward Bank Halftime Show.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. For 2025, Medford Motors is all about convenient ways to get your vehicle serviced. Our tried and true pickup and delivery system has expanded up to 15 miles from the store, and our mobile service has expanded up to 120 miles away from the dealership. We also offer 24/7 online scheduling. With virtually zero downtime, getting your vehicle service is just as easy as ordering food for delivery. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 or schedule online today.
Get the best seat in the house at Schleiman Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schleiman Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Doctors Leeson, Pinsel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North in Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile. Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N. jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and along with Nathan Podewelt here in Rib Lake, Wisconsin. It's the Rib Lake Redmen 37 and the Phillips Loggers 34 here. There's 7.5 minutes
to go here in this halftime. And it's been a slugfest the whole way. Yeah. Both teams back and forth. This game never getting out of hand either direction. And both teams making big plays at big times. JJ making some big, having some big scoring outbursts in that first half, averaging 12 on the season, 14 first half points is nice for him. Running some plays, getting him open. He's kind of feeling his shot here tonight. And it's you know,
Shay's making some baskets.
Yep, Shay's made a few. Lane's made a few over here. Want to get Colin involved in this a little bit. They're going to get him going here in the second half for sure. Josh Edwards doing a great job on defense, but nonetheless, everyone playing here as a team tonight. The Loggers playing as a team. Rib Lake, you know, you know what you're going to get from Rib Lake every year. You're going to get just fundamentals, being where they got to be, a well-coached team. And Rib Lake leading right now, 37-34. I don't know about a lot of changes in the second half. You know, I think both teams going to stick to their guns and, you know, slug this one out. Man-to-man defense seems to be working, and we got the Lulich family. They want to say hi to J-Mo and Jordy from Jack and Blake. We'll tell them in just a little bit. I'm guessing that's auntie and uncle, something like that. But really happy with how everyone's playing here tonight. The referee's letting them play. Yeah. It feels like a basketball game here tonight. Not a lot of whistles, but, you know, you're getting two teams that are very fundamentally sound, and they're putting it out on the court here. Mm-hmm. So we're not getting all these traveling violations, turnovers, things like that. Very well played first half. Interested to see the second half. Who's going to come out and throw the first punch, you know, and get something going? And who's going to be that X factor in the second half is going to decide who wins this game here right now. Both teams 6-3 coming into this. This is an important one for both teams here. Rib Lake had a loss last week at home against Prentice. And they're not going to want to pick up a second conference loss in the Merriwood North. And Phillips hasn't lost in the Merriwood North here yet. So they're trying to stay on top of that as well before they head into Prentice on Thursday night for that doubleheader that we'll have on 98Q Country and on Jeff and Scott's local sports channel as well, if you want to watch that one live.
Or come out to the game.
Yeah, come on out to that game. It's going to be a packed stadium over there in Prentice. Phillips, Rib Lake. Or Phillips and Prentice always is, just as it is here. You see all the maroon colors across from us. Phillips traveled well. Nice to have the girls' basketball team along with a lot of the student section over here and, you know, the parents that travel along as well. But 4.5 minutes here to go in this second or in this halftime here. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 4-minute timeout. We'll be back in 4 minutes and bring you the second half.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required. You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. Now that it has gotten cold, your battery has to work much harder to start your vehicle. If it's not performing at its best, it may not be enough to get you where you need to go. Luckily, Medford Motors Mobile Service is able to come right to you and see if your battery can give you top-notch performance free of charge. If it's not up to par, we can replace it right on the spot. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 to get your vehicle cranking.
And we're welcome back, everybody. Jeff Aiken in along with Nathan Podwell in the fastest 2 minutes of sports history.
Four minutes.
And it is the Rib Lake Redmond 37 and the Phillips Loggers 34. There's a minute 50 to go here in this halftime, and this is the Forward Bank halftime show. And it's been a slugfest here back and forth. They've been going. No one's been able to take a commanding lead either way. And it's going to be interesting this second half here. And, you know, this is a ball game that, you know, all kids should have to play in, you know, feel all the emotions of a tight basketball game here like this in a sports town like Rib Lake. Lucky that the Loggers are able to do this right here. Amy's going to have them tuned up and ready to go. The Loggers got to move with precision. Every movement has to matter. Just every possession, but every movement throughout the possession. You know, we went and watched Northland College up in Ashland play, and I wanted to bring the boys up there and show what, you know, next-level kids play like, and it's amazing to see how good you can be, how open you can get when you're constantly moving and moving without the ball. Need to do that here to finish off the second half of the season.
Yep.
For the Loggers, because moving with the ball or without the ball just as important as when you do have it here. Going to see what they do in the second half. I think it's going to be more of the same man-to-man defense back and forth. They're going to just mano-a-mano battle this thing out here. Slugfest. We'll see if there's changes. It's coming up here in just a little bit. I've been holding my composure. Joel's going to be proud when he listens.
He's going to be so proud.
All right, it is going to be, I think, Phillips basketball coming out of the timeout. Phillips going to be working from left to right here. I'm behind the scorer's table here in Rib Lake. Phillips going to be shooting on the stage end.
In our reserve seats.
Our reserve seats. They're really treating us like kings here today in Rib Lake.
Hear that, Katie?
All right. JJ going to start things off for the Loggers from the top. And Rib Lake is in their man-to-man defense. Looking for a flare pass. JJ going to go left side. He pulls up. That one a little bit long and rebounded. I think it's going to stay with the Loggers. And tipped out of bounds. Going to stay with the Loggers. JJ going to take it out. And looking to get this one in. And gets it in to Lane Abraham. And I think he might back down Seth Borkart to the basket. Going to get a little right baby hook. Little too tall, Lane Abraham for two. It's 37-36. That basket was good. Loggers putting up a little bit of a pressure that we're not used to seeing. And here's a three-point shot. Goes up, missed, almost an over the back. Tipped out from Jed Henderson. It's going to stay with the Loggers. And there is a little change that we weren't ready for there. Loggers in a three-quarter court.
I like that.
1-3-1 press. Going to see what that's able to do. Was a little dangerous as they got it down the court.
Did.
All right, here's JJ, left side. It's Rib Lake. Redmond leading by one. They find Edwards by the basket. Josh Edwards getting an easy bucket. Loggers taking a one-point lead. 37-38. Rib Lake gets it across half court. Tipped out of bounds. It's going to be a Phillips basketball. JJ tips it off his hands. Loggers with the one-point lead here. 17:07 to go. And Loggers going to put a little pressure here on Rib Lake. We said who's going to throw the first punch. It's a mini jab, but we're going to take it if you're a Loggers fan. Here's Edwards on the wing with the ball. Loggers got to be efficient, patient on offense, and keep the turnovers limited like they have. He's Denzine back up to Abraham. Lane's going to drive in, kick back to Edwards. Edwards back up to Shea and over to JJ on this left wing. JJ going to get this offense rolling here. JJ? He's going to pull up from three. A little step back is good. JJ got Talon rolling back. Hit the three. And it's 41-37. Loggers leading. 16:30 to go. Here's Shaitar from the top. A little behind the back. Oh, they're going to get a body foul, I think, on Josh. We'll see who they call it on. On JJ with the blocking foul. JJ's first. That's okay. He can be aggressive right now. 16:26 to go. They get it into Jed Henderson. Henderson, little turnaround over Denzine. That one falls in. Nice shot from Jed. Makes it 39-41. Loggers leading by two. 16:15 to go. Here's Edwards over to Denzine looking for a screen. Denzine, he's going to go right side. Denzine all the way to the basket. Can't finish. Lane gets, oh, he got Henderson up. He couldn't finish it on the putback. Loggers still up by 16 minutes to go. And here we're going to get a foul on, I believe, Edwards as Borchardt was driving baseline on the right side. Foul's going to be on the ground. And it's Rib Lake ball out of bounds under their own basket. And nice fight there from JJ. Get out on Scheitower. Scheitower drives in, kicks out to Borchardt. He's got baseline and elevates high, ties this ball game at 41. That was Seth Borchardt. And here's JJ from the top. Gets it to Kleinschmidt. Back to JJ. JJ, he's going to shoot a three again. He's feeling it. That one just rolls out. And that's going to be a foul on Kleinschmidt. Got his hand stuck under the ball. .15:32 to go, and we're tied up at 41.
Collins' third foul.
So three here on Collins. Can't afford to get him a fourth one soon. He's got to play careful. And here's Borchardt. Gets it across half court. Borchardt pulls back. Collins switches on him. Here's Kleinschmidt guarding him. Edwards almost gets a steal. Cook gets it, though. They kick it out to Blake Henderson in the corner. Blake Henderson hits a big three. Loggers take a chance on a steal. It doesn't pay off. And back to a three-point lead for the Redmen. Here's Abraham on the right wing. This is a screen from Denzine. Abraham looking to go somewhere. Finds Edwards. Back to Lane. Lane. Thought about driving in. Finds Denzine. Gets to JJ. And what have we got? An illegal screen. On who?
Josh.
On Josh Edwards. I think that's just his second. It's his third. So three on Josh. And it's Rib Lake, 44. Loggers, 41. 14:46 to go. Seth Borchardt bringing it up for the Redmen. He's going to drive all the way to the basket. He's able to get 46-41. Five-point lead. JJ gets across to Denzine. Finds Colin by the basket. Finally, Colin getting involved. And that's where you like to see him. It's 46-43, Redmen leading. Here's Talon Scheitar. Gets it into Jed Henderson in the low block. Jed? Ball tipped away, and a travel on Henderson. It's going to be Loggers basketball. And JJ going to bring it up. Three-point lead here for the Redmen, 14:09 to go. JJ gets across, and Rib Lake in a 1-3-1 here now, changing things up against the Loggers. Here's Abraham. Loggers going to have to move fast, find these slashers. Here's Edwards, opposite side wing. That one's a little bit long. Lane, oh, I thought Lane easy ripped that one away. Oh, oh my gosh, that was such a beautiful rebound by Lane Abraham. He didn't get rewarded for it. Instead, it's going to go the other direction. And it's Talon Scheitower. I'm sorry, Seth Borchardt bringing it across, gets it to Blake Henderson. Over to Talon Scheitower. Rib Lake with a three-point lead. Loggers fighting hard on defense. Henderson gets into the lane. Little spin move taken away by Abraham. Lane's going to push it. He's got Colin to his right. Little Euro step. Finds Colin. Goes up. And there's a foul. Colin Kleinschmidt going to the line to shoot two. Nice work by both teams there. Rib Lake hustling back to get there on defense. Lane Abraham finding Colin by the basket. And free throw up and short for Colin for his first one.
Colin Kleinschmidt for his second free throw. This one up. That one's good. It's a two-point game, 46-44, with 13:30 to go here in this ball game. Talon Scheitower with the ball. He's going to attack hard, pulls up, goes right side. J.J. stays in front. Here's Ethan Cook with the ball, kicking in. Redmond moving with some purpose here. That one tipped out of bounds. It's going to be Loggers basketball. Both teams picking up the intensity. Yeah. You can feel it. Loggers down by two. 13 minutes, 14 seconds to go. J.J. left side. Gets it to Lane. Back up to J.J. J.J. Over to Lane. Back to J.J. up top. J.J.'s going to drive baseline. He's going to pull up a little bit long. That's tipped out of bounds. That's going to be Logger's ball. It's white ball. I'm sorry, it's black ball. That's Logger's ball. There we go. They got it right. They got that one right.